Toronto's, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London.
Come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river.
Good evening, everyone. And I'm very pleased to welcome back Robin.
Hey.
Robin Barnes for another Barnes Wallace production.
Yes, another one. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure to come and do the shows. And
tonight we're going to do something slightly different, aren't we? We're going to do a little tribute.
And it's an idea I had a couple of years ago when we first started this whole thing, and doing like a tribute series. And I'm going to kick it off with a tribute to one of my favourite bands, top 10 bands ever, great British band, 10cc. I'm going to kick it off with probably their most famous song, but there might be another one. And this is off the first album back in 1973, and this is Rubber Bullets.
National Guard.
The National Guard.
When Uncle Sam is the one who about it, what you gonna do?
Enjoyed that. Rubber Bullets by 10cc.
Takes me back, yeah. Yeah, just a bit of background. I mean, I'm sure lots of people have heard of 10cc. Yeah, Eric Stewart, Kevin Godley, Lol Cream, and... Graham Goldman. I've already said it.
Graham Goldman.
Godley Cream.
Yeah.
Stewart.
Kevin Godley. Yes. Stewart, yeah.
Now, Godley Cream and Goldman knew each other as childhood friends in the sort of Manchester area. And Eric Stewart was originally with the Mindbenders. You don't remember the Game
of
Love?
Remember. No.
No, you're too young, mate.
Too young.
And
too good looking.
Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. Big hit, Game of Love.
Yeah.
Wayne Fontana left and Eric Stewart took over the lead vocals.
Right.
Had a massive hit in 1965 with Groovy Kind of Love.
Yeah, gosh. And we were saying that that's Phil Collins covered it, didn't he?
Well, yeah, who did I say? Originally.
You thought it was Wet, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was Phil Collins.
So they were going back in the middle of the 60s, you know, and making big hits.
Graham Goldman wrote many, many hits for people like the Hollies, the Yardbirds, Herman's Hermits. And I'll give a bit more info.
As we go through, yeah.
Right, track number two off the same eponymous album from 73. And big hit as well. This is called The Dean and I.
Hum-drum days and a hum-drum ways. 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 Hum-drum days and a hum-drum ways.
Hey kids, let me tell you how I met your mom. We were dancing and romancing at the senior prom. It was no infatuation, but a gradual graduation. From a boy to a man, let me tell you while I can. The soda bar came free. Hey sis, one kiss and I was heaven bound. Now who would have guessed Mr. Paradise Lost could be found? But in the eyes of the dean, his daughter was doing what she shouldn't oughta. But a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. The consequence should be church bells, free swells, the dean, his daughter, and me. They were dating. They were smooching in the dark of a doorway for two. She whispered, I love you. Ooh, you know I never felt this way before. Ooh, you know the elevator in my heart has gone AWOL, 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 AWOL. And then I kissed her. And when I kissed her, are down now, you kind of lose all feeling now, your head goes round and round, round and round and round and round and round and round and round, I'm throwing myself off this train, yeah.
Days and a hum-drum days,
yeah.
Days and a hum-drum days,
guitar.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, and a really just typical 10cc sound, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of parody on like 50s.
Yeah, that sort of Beach Boys
do
sound.
What, not do what, but yeah. I mean, Donna, do you know, that's off the same album.
Yeah, exactly the same
sort of thing. That was a minor hit. Yeah. They were incredibly talented. They could all sing.
Yeah.
They could all write.
They all could play different
multi-instrumentalists. Yeah. I mean, three guitarists in there, two pianists. They could all produce.
Yeah.
I think, and Eric Stewart was a really good engineer as well. Hugely, hugely talented, which probably led to their downfall.
Yeah.
And the writing was generally split. Eric Stewart with Graham Gouldman wrote the more sort of commercially pop stuff.
Yeah.
And then Godley and Crane were more sort of, what should she call it? Art rock.
Yeah, outside the box.
You know,
yeah.
Experimental. So, anyway, final. The next track is called The Hospital Song. It's the last one I'm going to play off of that first album. And, Kevin Godley, I think, and Lol take the vocals on this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Nobody sends me birthday cards, nobody brings me flowers. I'm just here for operations, I've been out for hours. When I come to, I'll wear my bed, 'cause when I get mad, I sing so low.
Wake up.
The hospital song.
The hospital song. Tennessee C, I can't think of another band like them. They were incredibly clever, kind of witty, wordplay in their songs, funny, brilliant musicians, but never pretentious, you know? And I can't think of any other band like them.
You've got this label of sort of art rock.
Yeah, oh God, I hate labels, but
yeah.
I guess art rock. Hey, do you remember Hot Legs?
No, I don't.
Band Hot Legs?
No.
1970?
Yeah.
I'm the Neanderthal
Man.
Oh,
yes. Well, I remember that one.
Okay, well, that was Lol Cream, Kevin Godley, and Eric Stewart were Hot Legs.
Yeah.
Gouldman was off doing more songwriting. But
just shows you.
Bit of trivia for you.
But they always have this sort of wacky, you know, image, don't they? Songs.
Great live. I saw them in 76. Wonderful band live, yeah.
Okay, where are you going next?
Right, now, moving on to the difficult second album, not for 10cc.
No?
Sheet Music. It is stunning. 1974. Not a bad track on it. And I'm going to kick it off with a song called Silly Love.
Silly Love.
Silly Love.
And that typical Eric Stu guitar
sound. Take the beauty out of beautiful. yeah.
Another
great.
Wacky song.
First track, second side on the vinyl, which I've got somewhere.
Loads of changes of tempo and, you know,
yeah.
Even key, you know,
throughout the
song. Yeah,
typical of their
almost,
style.
Almost too clever.
Almost too clever.
Yeah. Anyway, that's good stuff.
Still think they're great. Okay, moving on. Track 5. Again, off the same wonderful album, Sheet Music, 1974. Yeah. This is a slow, gentle song. Eric Stewart on lead vocals on this, I think. And it's called Old Wild Men.
deepest water.
Sheep music.
Like you and me. Well, I've had my hair cut in since you last saw me.
Have you heard this phrase, Dad's Rock?
Dad's Rock?
Dad's Rock. Was that Dad's Rock, do you think?
Dad's Rock?
rock for Dad.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll ask the kids.
I'm afraid so, yeah. I've heard that bounced around these days.
Dad's Rock. So. They know not what they speak.
They don't, do they?
Listen to all this garbage and crap.
You were talking about your dad,
weren't you? Can't be doing with it. Sounds like a cat vomiting.
Michael Jagger.
That Michael Jagger. Can't stand the man. That's my dad. Bless your dad, wherever you are up there. Okay. Next track. Again off sheet music. And this is called the Sacroiliac. And I just asked Ian if you knew what sacroiliac. And I think it's because I've done mine in years and years ago, 20 years ago. And it's a bone that connects, I think, the pelvis to the thigh bone. Don't start. And you can do it in just stepping up a pavement. It's bloody agony.
Or a bar.
Need osteo thingamy and osteotherapy and, yeah. Or, which probably is why I'm also sitting on aeroplanes a lot. Tried to do as a Far East export manager. Spending too much time sitting on bar stools drinking scotch and coke. So, yeah, let's hear it, the sacroiliac.
Here's a new dance that you all can do.
Baby, what's he gonna do?
Sit back and relax, cause it's good for you.
Baby, what's he gonna do? What's he gonna say? He's taking my breath away.
Tired of doing the boogaloo.
you're afraid of doing the swim. Does she think you will drown in the noise of the record? And the clots on the floor, he ain't there anymore. Cause all you wanna do is be alone at the bar. All you wanna do is be alone at the bar. You wanna drown in your cocktail.
You wanna leave with the laundry.
If your mind is tripping but your disc is slipping, here's what you gotta do.
That is good for me.
Baby, baby, what's it gonna be?
I ain't no Esther, but I've a right to be.
Baby, baby, when's he gonna learn? Where's he gonna stay? He's taking my breath away.
Well, I'm bored with the beat of the shingling, and the Lindy is leaving me cold. Cause I've never been freaky or funky or laid back. And the lush on the floor isn't me anymore. And I never ever wanna be alone at the bar. I never ever wanna be alone at the bar. So come on back, do the sacro wheelie.
Come on back, do the sacro wheelie.
Won't you come on back, do the sacro wheelie.
Come on back, do the sacro wheelie.
Won't you come on back, do the sacro wheelie.
Wasn't that nice?
Oh, my back hurts.
Who could have think?
You know, Gagging you could make, for a scotch and kite.
You could make a song out of a bone in your body.
Well,
or even a dance.
Yeah, and only sort of people like Tennessee C got the. Oh, you know.
And we were saying this: how complicated and clever their songs are.
Put aside the wonderful lyrics they wrote. They all wrote the musicianship and yeah, the time signatures and the changes of tempo.
Yeah,
complicated songs. If you kind of listen to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they weren't sort of... I mean, a couple like Silly Love, yeah, but even that had sort of...
Yeah. You know, could be not exactly three-chord songs, are they?
No, not really. Okay.
Next.
Excuse me. Final track I'm going to play off Sheep Music, the second album. And this is a great song. It's about booze, gun runners, guys smuggling booze and chicks in the Middle East. And it's called O Effendi.
In the middle of a caravan on a four-wheel drive oasis, there's a man with a thought in mind to cash in on the desert faces. Got a truckload of Yorkshire girls for the harem going places. And the border bums never saw the guns in the whiskey cases.
There's a real big new man, and it's a written in the palm of his hand. He's gonna change the face of the desert. He's gonna sweep away the sand.
Hang on, sheep, I got a yellow streak. I ain't here on the mirage. Get back there, keep it under your vest, and don't give us away in the massage. Look what I did for the pyramid. I put a pool in a bay to pay. I build an elevator and a film theater and ship it to the USA.
There's a real big demand, and it is written in the palm of my hand. I'm gonna change the face of the desert. I'm gonna sweep away the sand.
Hang on, friends, there's a lot more goodies in the pipeline. So this ain't the time to close the deal. Is the deal? Ooh, now you've got a howitzer all of your own.
shoot up the foreign legion. And it's up with the sheik and down with the frog. We're gonna liberate the region.
Oh, offended.
We're gonna bury your head in the sand.
So offended.
You better get off my doggone land. Hey, prince of the moonbeam, son of the sun, the light of a thousand stars. Your gorillas are urban and there's bourbon on your turban and the sun shines out of your ass.
Oh, offended.
I'm gonna grovel in your wake.
Oh, offended.
It's all been a big mistake. You're gonna cut out my liver if I don't deliver. Things are getting out of hand.
I'm gonna ride up into the sunset. I'll make a deal with the promised land.
Goodbye, friend. There's no more goodies in the pipeline.
Just caught me out there at the end. Confusing, wasn't it?
Just that last verse. I just love it.
What
Prince of the Moonbeam, son of the sun, light of a thousand
rhymes,
stars.
Great rhymes, aren't they?
Your gorillas are urban and there's bourbon on the tomb. Sunshine's out of your ass.
What was that other one from
the... hope we didn't offend people there.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I don't give a shit if we did, anyway.
What was it, the previous song? Don't worry. Don't want to annoy you. With my paranoia or something.
Off the Sacramento,
good as well.
That's sort of typical.
And that's great world. Eagles harmonies there. The harmonies are like Eagles. Yeah.
What? I keep saying it. Four fantastic musicians, four wonderful singers and writers. And
Right, let's move on then.
Right.
Next, we're going to change albums now, are we?
Change albums. To the third album, came out in 1976, called The Original Soundtrack. And the first track I'm going to play for it, One Night in Paris, it's like a mini operetta, which probably, I think, heavily influenced, because it came before, Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Uh-huh. But wonderful lyrics, and it's like in three parts. So we can go and have a cup of tea. It's 8 minutes long. So let's hear it, One Night in Paris.
Is it gonna play?
Is it gonna steal? What's the difference?
Or is it gonna fall in? American way. Oh, you know you ain't no Casanova. You can't even do the bossa nova or the tango or samba.
Night in Paris.
Ah, genius.
From the original soundtrack.
Yep.
What genius.
It's have you heard that before?
Oh, I think I have actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it's a long time.
I bought it when it came out. I probably heard it about 1,000 times, but hey, it's just wonderful. It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's, you know, clever. It's
like a film score, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hence the title of the album. But
And, you know, if you did influence Bohemian Rhapsody, I mean, give me One Night in Paris over Bohemian Rhapsody any day.
But yeah.
I wonder how many people have heard of it.
Probably not many. Not many.
Don't think it was a single. I mean, it was eight and a half minutes long.
Yeah.
But, you know, too long. But,
well, in fact, most of your tracks tonight, I mean, are the lesser known ones, aren't they?
I mean, that was deliberate on my part. I could have played, you know, Greatest Hits or half of them because they had so many. You know, there are a few there. There's Rubber Bullets and Silly Love, a couple of others coming up. But, so I hope people enjoyed that track. Tribute to the women of Paris, actually, as well. Yeah. Okay, next track is off the same album, the original soundtrack. And this is a song about, puts me in mind of Soho, and it's sleaze and blackmail, and it's called Blackmail. So let's hear it.
She doesn't need money, she doesn't need diamonds, she's looking for pretty things. She doesn't want romance, she doesn't need finance, she's looking for rendezvous. But every time she's going down, she never looks around. Until she breaks the curtain down.
We had to fade that one out. It just goes on too long,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yes, it just goes on a bit,
But Blackmail.
Blackmail, yeah. Jaunty little number. Okay. I prefer the next track, actually, off the same album, the original soundtrack. And this is a song about drug dealers, and it's called Flying Junk.
Flying junk.
Well, aging drug dealers.
The original soundtrack.
Yeah, which I must apologise because I've been saying
1976.
It came out. It's 1975. Shame on me.
This is the album, of course, with I'm Not in Love, which was an absolutely phenomenal hit. Life is a Minestrone.
Yep. Well pointed out.
They bring back memories.
Could have included them. Well, you'd need two shows. 10cc, really.
I'm not in love. That always reminds me of a trip to Ely. I shan't go into it.
Reminds me, yeah, 75, yes, summer.
Yeah, 1975.
I fell madly in love with a girl in Leeds, but I was like a big brother to her. Unrequited love.
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't get me going again.
There we go.
Already had tears tonight. Okay.
We're going to change the album now, aren't we?
Now, after the original soundtrack, they went on to they were recording their fourth album called How Dare You in 76, and this is when things started going wrong. Godley and Cream were getting very frustrated, wanted to do their sort of more experimental stuff, and the split happened after that album was released, and Godley and Cream left and went on and did their very successful. Their thing together, and also music videos, you know, Duran Duran and other people. And Eric Stewart and Graham Gouldman kept going and brought in a drummer. They were just a three-piece, and they did this album called Deceptive Bends. And the track I'm going to play next was a hit off it called Good Morning Judge.
Here it is.
So let it be. I couldn't stop it, so I let it be. I couldn't stop it, so I let it be.
Deceptive Bends, the album, yeah.
Good Judge, huh?
That's Good Morning Judge.
Yeah.
Really like it.
Yeah.
Short and snappy.
Yeah.
Hit, got to number, about number five, I think.
Well, yeah, it's, that's the typical, very poppy, wasn't it?
And yeah.
Great, great, very catchy.
And understated guitar, you know, just, you know, a bit of good slide guitar from Eric Stewart there. Yeah, the title of that album came from a road sign.
The Deceptive Bends.
Deceptive Bends in the UK. And, yes, between, I'm sure Mark Percy will know this, between Dorking and Leatherhead, Mickleham, near Mickleham or somewhere.
I wonder if the sign's still there.
Shortly after that, Eric Stewart had a really bad car crash, but don't think it was on those bends. Yeah, he was deaf for about 6 months and damaged his eye. And anyway.
We're running out of time. We must move on.
Last track.
Last one.
Last track off the same album, Deceptive Bends, just a three-piece this time. And this was also a big hit, and it's called The Things We Do For Love.
Just to say thanks for coming in again.
Thanks a lot for having me. Merci beaucoup.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Merci tout le monde. À la prochaine.
À la prochaine, indeed.
Bonsoir.
Au revoir.
Ciao.